Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
Okay, big guy, we have sort of like a two-part post today.
Oh,
I hope you can handle that.
First time ever.
Well, kind of ish. It's one idea, but it's got two parts to it. Let me read the first part. 17% of U.S. adults report that they felt loneliness a lot of the day yesterday, continuing a general decline since 2020 and early 21. Despite the decrease, 17% represents an estimated 44 million American adults who are experiencing significant loneliness, according to this Gallup National Health Poll. The decline in the reports of loneliness largely coincides with the COVID vaccine era, when social distancing and isolation protocols became less common. Those who live in big cities are the most likely to report a lot of loneliness, and more loneliness has been reported in specific regions, New England being the loneliest of regions. All right, so that's loneliness. And then, by the way, just the last one, recent Gallup research estimates that over 300 million people globally don't have a single friend, and one in five don't have friends or family that they can count on when they need them.
Wow.
That's sort of tied to loneliness.
Well, I think that's tied to the fact that we're no longer in community with each other. I mean, a big part of it, you know, it's funny. I always said that to people when we lived in the city in San Francisco. You could live across the hall for somebody for years and never talk to them. Like, it's amazing. Like, I could live, people in my own town, I see them and, you know, it's like you talk to people. I think there's something about that people think that when you're in such close proximity, it requires more honesty. I really believe that's part of it, because you have to actually get to know them. And you didn't choose them, so you're a little suspicious. So it's easier to just say, oh, I'm not going to talk to you, even though you're across the hall. Now, some people go way out of the way, like my wife would go out of their way and like bring them food and do whatever. But me, I'm the person that's like, yeah, I don't need to talk to you. Hey, how's your day? Good, moving on. But I think that's a big part of it. I thought that was interesting that the Northeast was just like rampant loneliness. Well, the Northeast is the most urban of all the areas of our country. So I do think a big part of that, and this is from the Gallup poll, so I think there's some definite legitimacy to it in terms of that it's just a straight poll. I thought that was interesting that 300 million people worldwide have no friends. That's just sad.
Well, first of all, let's get it out that you and your Southern friends have lots of friends. So that's good
news.
I have lots of friends.
So do you. You're okay. a very amicable guy. You like people. You go out of your way to be friends with people.
Well, here's the thing about that, which you can't ignore these numbers. There are so many people that don't have a friend and are loneliness. That must mean that people we know are hiding it. It has to mean that.
Oh, sure. Of course people are hiding their loneliness. I mean, I know certain people that have admitted to me that they're lonely. I just had an email from a friend just recently who just said, hey, man, I'm just really having a hard time. I'm lonely. And the part about it that's tricky is I'm not sure that most people that are lonely have the ability to be introspective enough to ask the question, why are they lonely? Why don't they have any friends? I mean, like, you always tease me because you've been a member of the Elks Lodge in San Francisco for 1,000 years, and I've
20.
Only been a member for like four.
Lodge number three, the oldest one of the country.
Right,
but go on.
Right. But, you know, I look at this and I say, you can get involved in things. Maybe it's not the Elks Lodge. Maybe it's volunteering at your church, or maybe it's doing things. Like, if you want to seek people out, you can create community if you want to. But I think for a lot of people, either it's they look at it as too much work, or they're intimidated, or I don't know what it is. I mean, you and I are both very gregarious guys by our very nature. The thought of not having a community to me is just depressing. It's horrible.
Yeah, but to double down on that, we're extroverts. Imagine you're an introvert and you have a hard time connecting with people. That would seem to be where the loneliness lies.
Yeah, perhaps, but I think that it's also in the sense that you can be an introvert and still be involved in things. Just take the time that you need to recharge your batteries when you need it. I mean, I think it's being aware of yourself that you know. I mean, okay, so we're extroverts for sure. But both of us, anyone that's listened to this podcast for any length of time knows that we talk about all the time about our need for silence, for contemplative time, to meditate, to slow ourselves down. That is not easy for us. There are people that is just every day they love doing it. That is not easy for you and me. It is a challenge. It requires discipline. It requires me saying, I need to carve out this time in my otherwise ridiculously busy day, going around to all these different groups and people. And I am also married to a total extrovert, so we've got lots of things going on in our life. I have to functionally say, I need this quiet time in my life, and I have to fight for it. So I don't think that's any different than the person that's the introvert that naturally likes to recharge in silence to say, I need to have people, so I'm going to have to work at it.
Okay, so I would argue with you in that our pushback on my good amigo here, our thing that's hard to do to go to silence requires us doing nothing, literally.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're an introvert, you have to go out of your way to connect with another human being, which is hard.
You are absolutely wrong. It is, it's hard for me to stop my brain from rolling.
Hey, but once again,
I have to do something.
No, by yourself. You have to do it by yourself. If you're an introvert and you have to try to connect to not be lonely, you have to do it with another person, which makes it more complicated. So it's harder to do it with another person as opposed to your hard thing is by yourself. People are complicated. You can argue.
I hear what you're saying, Lee Harvey. I do. I agree with you. But my point is understanding yourself. It's just like the person that says, I want to lose weight, but won't stop eating everything.
I hear you've made that point already.
Yes.
But my point to you is if you are a dire introvert and have a hard time connecting with people, and that's what loneliness is isolation. It is hard because people are complicated.
Yes.
So get out of your comfort and then get into the Elks Lodge, a library club, a book club, church. Yeah. That is hard for people.
Guess what, Larry? Life is hard.
Yeah.
Life is freaking hard. And that's a problem with this, and specifically in this country, is we don't want life to be hard. We want it to all be easy. Everything's got to be great. I see it as a parent. My daughter's constantly pushing for ways to make her life easier. And she's an only. I started doing this thing, and I've had to argue with my wife a little bit about this because I read this article. Of course, I read an article from the psychologist said, hey, make your kids do whatever they can do. If they are physically capable of doing it, they should be doing it themselves. So that's what I started talking with my daughter Maple about. It's like, hey, you know what? Yeah, I could get up and get you a glass of water, but so can you. So go get your own glass of water. And she's like, it's like I literally told her I wanted her to go break rocks in a coal mine.
So your wife will get her water for her?
Yes. And that's my point is that sometimes life has to be hard. It does. And I get it. It's not easy for introverts to do that. I'm looking forward to all the emails that I'm going to get from introverts saying, you just don't understand.
It's more than introverts. It's people with anxiety.
Yes, I get it. But we lead the world in this stuff, dude. We lead the world in this. So why is that? Look at the causation of this stuff. We lead the world in it because people are choosing the wrong things for their life, period. Right? So maybe
it's hard to say that. That's the culture of America.
Well, I know, but you could choose certain things. You could choose to do things and take yourself out of your comfort zone or not. It's that simple. Look, I'm not talking about somebody that's got I'm not talking about somebody that's got severe anxiety. That's somebody that needs to talk to a medical professional. But even those medical professionals would say, you got to take baby steps out. You got to get the right medication. You got to go to therapy. You got to do the things you need to do. We're talking about this, the average person that's socially isolated now. Not talking about somebody that's got severe mental health issues.
Hey, Tony Robbins. Now, am I supposed to start walking on hot coals too? I just feel like you're really making this so like someone who's got anxiety and loneliness and father died and all that's going on. Like, you just get out there and jump on the hot coals and you're going to be cured. Like,
well,
it's not that easy.
I mean, I agree, dude. I agree. And in our next, we're doing this as a two-parter. We're going to have another show that we'll release.
Oh.
Because there's no way we're going to get this in one show. So we definitely need to release out.
Sort of teasing into that is then what do people who have loneliness, where do they reach to?
I agree.
It's the internet.
I think there are different ways to go about it. And tomorrow's show, we're going to talk about what some people are doing to combat loneliness and whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. So I think that's the question. Look, you and I have said this from the very beginning. We don't know all the answers to things. In fact, we don't know the answers to most things. But I don't think that the answer is ever to say, well, it's just the way it is, because that's not helpful either. So if you're a person that's listening to this and you're lonely, ask yourself, what are some things you could do to combat loneliness? And if it's just getting on to Facebook, that's probably not it.
I just don't think people have the genes and the makeup and the wherewithal in life to dig themselves out personally of loneliness.
What would they do 100 years ago?
What you're talking apples. What would they do 100 years ago in France? Well, they'd be in a community. They'd live in with each other, and it's a different culture altogether.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just disagree with you on this one. Maybe we'll get a shrink on here to talk about this, but I do think that a baby step is a good place to start. Try getting out of your quote unquote comfort zone.
Well, people do that. Then they go on the internet. Then they get in the Donald Trump chat room, and then they go to Donald Trump, and then they go to QAnon, and so they do come out. And why do they think they come out? Because then there are people like them in crazy world.
Absolutely. And so that's the side effect of all this stuff. But Larry, regardless of that, I'd like to thank you for teaching me almost nothing today, but that we definitely need two shows to talk about the issue of loneliness.